Director Ron Howard's new movie, Ransom, is loosely based on a 1956 thriller of the same title. That earlier film starred Glenn Ford, Donna Reed, and Leslie Nielsen and was modestly successful. The new one stars Mel Gibson, Rene Russo, and Gary Sinise and is widely expected to be a blockbuster. Critic Bob Mondello has a few caveats.
Tom Mullen is introduced in Ransom through a slick TV commercial he's taped for his own airline. As played by Mel Gibson, Tom is rich, cocky, and very full of himself. But like any such figure in a suspense film, he's about to be brought down a peg or two. At a science fair, Tom's 9-year-old son mysteriously disappears, and when Tom and his wife Kate get home, there's a sophisticated electronic message on their computer telling them that their worst fears have been realized.
I have your son. Give me $2 million, or you'll never see him again.
They call in the FBI and are quickly in the midst of an enormous operation designed to catch the kidnappers when they try to pick up the ransom. Alas, the drop goes awry, and Tom starts to have second thoughts, as he tells FBI agent Delroy Lindo.
This is not business to him. This is very personal.
I tell you that everybody pays him. We get back 7 out of 10.
We give him what he wants. He will kill Sean.
Tom, you gotta play the odds, man. I've been doing this for 18 years. And if I were a betting man, I would bet on the people who pay every time out of the gate.
Did you bet on the ones where you got back a corpse?
That question goes unanswered, so Tom calls his buddies at a TV network who, on 20 minutes' notice and presumably without consulting their lawyers, allow him to go on the air live with the $2 million spread out before him to speak to the kidnappers.
Tom, you're on.
The whole world now knows that my son was kidnapped.
Sean, if you're watching, we love you.
This is what waits for the man who took him. This is your ransom. But this is as close as you'll ever get to it. Instead, I'm offering this money as a reward on your head.
The FBI is appalled, of course, and you'd think the filmmakers would be too, but vigilantism is an ever-popular theme in Hollywood, and the screenwriters clearly regard Tom's decision to play high-stakes chicken with his son's life hanging in the balance as admirable. Oddly, Ron Howard's attempt to avoid the usual stereotypes here only makes the story's subtext more insidious. As in the rest of his films, Howard wants to show that the good guys have imperfections and the bad guys have their reasons for doing what they do. Here, the head kidnapper justifies himself with leftist rhetoric, suggesting that he's part of an exploited class and that it's time one of the corrupt big guys pays for doing the exploiting. As it happens, he's picked the right man. Tom's business dealings are corrupt, and he's an arrogant SOB besides. This doesn't justify kidnapping his son, obviously, but it does make the film's insistence that we root for Tom a little disconcerting. Poor, helpless, rich industrialist, we're supposed to say, plagued by all those nasty lefties. You half expect the kidnappers to turn out to be welfare chiselers, too. None of which keeps the film from being taut and reasonably exciting. The film expertly puts you through all the usual paces, with cars racing through crowded city streets, windows being smashed, and people wandering into abandoned buildings late at night that no one in his right mind would go near in broad daylight. The ending is never really in doubt, but after Apollo 13, you know the director can finesse that. What he can't finesse is the mean-spirited nature of the material, but in today's climate, that may not matter much. For those who couldn't get enough of Macho Mel in Braveheart, Ransom will no doubt be lots of fun. I'm Bob Mondello.